Not only that, but Kilu Rock Shelter, on the Solomon Islands, even further offshore, was in use as early as 28,000 years ago. But this archipelagos out there are all line of sight navigation, and there is this peculiar feature of human thought and human quality of curiosity. One of the great things about modern humans is curiosity. Curiosity about what lies over the horizon, or what is on that island you can see in the distance across the shallow water. And eventually people crossed and settled there, subsisting off tropical plants. The way people subsisted in Southeast Asia had changed little from the days of Homo erectus because of the forested environments and the prevalence of plant foods. And there, settlement of the Pacific stopped. The colonization of island groups further offshore, which were biologically impoverished, had to wait for two things. One was the development of the ocean-going outrigger canoe, which was stable in rough water, and the other was of domesticated root crops and animals like pigs, which could be transported for long journeys for a matter of days. This area, the offshore Pacific, was the last area settled by Homo sapiens. But what about Australia? Just like America, great controversy surrounds the first settlement of Australia. One school of thought, using a series of thermoluminescence dates from geological deposits, argues for first settlement as early as 45,000 years ago, or even earlier. In other words, very soon after modern humans arrived, maybe at the same time as New Guinea. I suspect that settlement took place somewhere around 40,000, because the first well-documented archaeological sites in Australia were in use by 35,000 years. By 30,000 years ago, human settlement was widespread across the continent, and particularly along the coasts and in the more fertile areas of what is fundamentally a desert continent. But interestingly enough, some of the earliest settlement in Australia comes from the very extreme south. The modern-day island of Tasmania, thanks to low sea levels, was part of mainland Australia during the late Ice Age, when temperatures were much colder in Tasmania than they are today. In modern times, southeastern Tasmania is covered with dense forest. This is very difficult territory to work. But a series of caves and rock shelters in the southeastern parts of the island contain remains of occupation and hunting of wallabies as early as 35,000 years ago. In other words, just as modern humans were getting well established in Western Europe, their very, very, very distant relatives were well established on the extreme south of the Australian continent at just before or at the same time as other groups were settling in the Solomon Islands. This is a remarkable tribute to the extreme adaptability and skill of modern humans at adapting to a very wide range of environments with bewildering speed. The pace of human cultural evolution is speeding up for the first time. It's no longer slow. It's getting faster and faster, accelerating until it culminates in 20th century industrial civilization. The descendants of these Ice Age hunters continued to flourish in Tasmania until the end of the Ice Age, long after the island was severed from the mainland, about 9,000 to 10,000 years ago. These were the southernmost Stone Age people on Earth. And when they came in touch with the French explorer Marion de Fresnay in 1776, It was the first contact they had had with outsiders since the Ice Age.